Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, How to Go from the Relationship from Hell to One That's Heaven Sent by Scaling the Ladder of Love. That's a big title. It's a big book. Love's a big topic. The music you heard at the beginning of the show is called Eagerly Pleased, composed with love by my nephew Miles DeBastian. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole is a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Why, thank you for joining us tonight on this beautiful day in New York. I don't know where you're calling from. We have a lot of area codes. I'm not sure who they are, but in New York, we actually have a beautiful day. It's wonderful weather, and I'm so glad for it because we could really use that. Now, I'm going to have a little bit of announcements of what's coming up. I will be at the Author's Night at the East Hampton Library. That's on the east end of Long Island. It's the premier literary event of the Hamptons. It will be taking place Saturday, August 13th, between 5 and 7:30. We'll have more than 160 distinguished authors, and you can buy their books and have them personally inscribe them. And it's wonderful. It's under a tent. It's a beautiful East Hampton. I will be there. I'm so honored that I'll be signing my book, Grant Me a Higher Love. All the proceeds go to benefit this great library. It's one of the few libraries in the country that's totally donor-sponsored, so they really do need people to come out. Alec Baldwin will be there, Dick Cavett, Nelson DeMille. There's so many wonderful authors that are coming, so, you know, try to get there if you can. And also, I'm very honored to tell you that I was picked from hundreds and hundreds of authors to read at the Summer Gazebo Reading Program in Oceanside on June 20th at 7 p.m. on the Schoolhouse Green. I will be reading from my book, Grant Me a Higher Love, about 10 minutes from the book, and I'll be able to read, and I'm going to be there for book signings. And those are like what's happening on the horizon, and I'm so glad that some of you have been attending the events that I've been doing. Now, Nicole, I'm not sure if you're joining us yet.
What?
Are you there, Nicole?
Yes, of course.
Okay. How was your week?
My week was fabulous.
Oh, I love to hear it.
Absolutely.
And your Memorial Day weekend?
My Memorial Day weekend was great. Unfortunately, you know, I mean, especially when you're in retail, you know, I had to work for most of the weekend, but I still managed to salvage some time. I closed the store early a couple of days, you know, and I was still able to do a couple of things. You know, I actually had a very, very big week this week because, you know, one of the band Blue Movie that I'm always promoting on here had a very, very large show that they played last night at B.B. King's. Okay, they opened up for, if all you people out there remember The Loudness from back in the day, they opened up for them.
Wow.
And it was a very, very huge night for them. I'm very, very proud of them. They did absolutely spectacular. They had a lot of people, you know, from, you know, a couple of music managers. You know, I think a couple of members of Twisted Sister was there. You know, they had some big wigs over at Kenneth Cole, you know, attend to the show. And all of their feedback was 100% positive. They did absolutely fabulous, and I could not be more proud of them.
Wow. That's always good news. There's so much talent around Long Island, and we also need to really support the arts and the artists that we love in all forms, literary, painting, sculptures, music, because we really do have a great pool of talent here. Don't you agree, Nicole?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I know that I've said it before, but you know what, guys, don't be afraid. Check out your local talent. These particular guys, they're found at www.bluemoviemusic.com. But you know what, you can go on most Long Island, you know, and even NYC sites, you know, and look up, you know, who's local over there and, you know, show them some love and show them some support.
Wow, that's really, really wonderful news. Now, I know we don't usually screen the first caller. Are you at your computer? I know you were rushing.
Yeah, I am at my computer. I literally, in your opening monologue, literally jumped across the room to get to the switchboard there. So luckily, I had some help at home, and, you know,
From your wonderful soulmate, Lisa.
My love saved my butt today while I was racing home. So, you know, she got everything up and running for me, and I got here in the nick of time because of her. So,
wonderful. So, anyway, I think you should just jump in and get that first caller
They've been waiting a very long time, Cindy. So just so they know who we're addressing, we're going to go to the 330 area code right now, and the last four digits are 3457, so let's see what they have to say.
Wonderful.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yes, good evening, ladies.
And who are you?
This is Robin.
Robin, and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Akron, Ohio.
Wow. So how's the weather in Ohio?
It's very nice. It's been cooler today, but sunny and very pleasant.
That's what we have here, a little bit cool and sunny and very pleasant. So I'm wondering what's on your mind tonight that you want to share with us, that you have a question about your love life or any other question you want to share with us?
Yes, I was wondering about this one guy who I used to work with. I met him on Memorial Day weekend, and we went out just for fun, and I had such a soul connection with him, and I've been having a feeling from, I don't know, from my guides or something, like, don't hurt him, and I was just wondering if he's, like, my soulmate lover, or
Okay, did you have like a strong, you were talking about a strong feeling, you had a strong, what's called the recognition factor when you met him, you felt like you've either known this person before or there's something really going on here. Did you have that sense?
Absolutely.
Because that's one of the giveaways of a soulmate, because it doesn't give us time to think about, do I love this person? Do I want to be with them? It's almost an overwhelming sensation. Once we meet them, this sort of alchemy of the soul starts taking place, and you feel like you constantly want to commune with the person, even if you're not talking really like on the phone or in person. You seem to be talking a lot in your head to the person and wondering what they would think and what they would say. He's definitely one of your soulmates. We do have about 30 on the planet, by the way. The universe just doesn't bring two at the same time because that would be sheer chaos. We wouldn't know who to pick. But he's been brought into alignment to open up your heart and your soul, and he seems to be doing that. The problem is that you have your own fears of love. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
And that's why your spirit guides are saying don't hurt him, because soulmate love without commitment and commitment to healing is pain. And they're almost afraid that you're going to run from this love because it's really a powerful love. Soulmate love demands we heal our issues, and we all have a lot of unhealed issues. And unfortunately, when we meet a soulmate, some of those unhealed issues begin to surface, and that's when we start running because we think, oh, I was fine before he came into my life. No, not really. And, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, you being afraid here. And are you going to try to put 2 feet in here and see what's there?
I'd like to. I wonder if he feels the same way, if he's going to want that.
Both of you, you know, he's scared, she's scared here. You know, soulmates often have similar fears. Unfortunately, that can sometimes sabotage things, because if you're both afraid of commitment, you know, you may run close and come close and he may run away. He's a little bit worried about messing this up too, by the way. And, you know, it will change your life. Are you, because love changes everything. I mean, that's the principle of love that most people, you know, everybody, well, I want love, but I don't want it to change anything. Well, then you don't want real love, because real love really alters every fiber of our being. And are you feeling that? Are you starting to feel the changes that happen from a soulmate love?
I've had a soulmate love before, so I know what it's like, and it's, I mean, it's ultimate. It is ultimate.
And this is, you know, this is a very strong relationship in these cards, but there's a lot of fear here. And, you know, it looks like you sabotaged some of your relationships in the past. Are you trying not to do it this time?
Yes.
I mean, that's a big question. Your dad has passed away?
No.
There's a man here who knows you very well from when you were a child. It could have been one of your grandfathers, but he knew you when you were a little girl. Do you know who it would be?
Would that be Uncle Ben?
Right, because it's a very, because I didn't think it was a grandfather, because he wasn't really old, you know, he isn't come across as an older man the way a grandparent would. He's telling me when you were a little girl, all you ever wanted was a happy family life. And this is, you know, an opportunity if you have a really happy love affair. And, you know, he's saying, I helped bring this man into alignment with you, so I hope that you will do your best to make this work. It's you looking inward and deciding it is what you want. It looks very promising. There is just a lot of fear in the cards, not only just you, but him as well. How long have you known him now?
I've worked with him for a couple of years at least, and then he's been away, you know, he was let go and hasn't been at the same workplace for a year. So it's been a year since I've seen him. So
altogether, how many years about?
I'd say at least five.
All right, because relationships work in five-year cycles. And what God's asking you is, you know, soulmates usually are given a period of like 5 years to see what happens. At this point, God's saying, bring this forward, you know, because it's at that point. Like, what are you waiting for? And, you know, it looks very promising if you do move it forward, by the way.
Okay.
And how old are the two of you? How old is he and how old are you?
43, he's 57.
Okay, because you're both old enough now to realize soulmate love doesn't come around every minute, you know, and, you know, the fears that both of you have, certain things have happened in the last couple of years that should have prepared you to take that step. So it's just a question of, have you told him how you feel yet?
Oh, no, we're not at that stage.
Okay, try to get it at that stage sooner than later.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's been wanting, something special, and you really are that something special. It looks promising. The only thing that the two of you look like you could do this sideways dance for another 5 years. I don't think you want to be doing that, do you? Yeah, a little bit moving it forward already, you know what I mean? Otherwise, the universe will give you a cosmic kick in your butt and kind of force you forward.
Ooh,
and that
no,
hurts
no, no.
A lot.
I'm good. Okay, so I'll do that. I'll move it forward, and just by bringing up, have you noticed the connection?
Right, and there's a very strong connection. Call us and let us know, because it really is a free will universe, and the universe can, you know, lead you to the water, can lead you to love, but it can't make you drink the water of love. You have to be the one who, you know, and all of our listeners out there, you know, the greatest invitation to love is being love is to be loving first. You know, I've been blessed with many, many soulmates, and I was pretty much the one that put my heart on the line and let them know how I felt, and they pretty much jumped in. But I risked maybe the rejection or whatever, but why not let him know how you feel? At least
this
way, if he's going to run away, then you'll say, okay, then grant me another soulmate. I mean, bring one already, because this is 5 years. You don't want to be like 10 years from now saying, oh, God, we're still like, you know, on a first date. Well, good luck
Wonderful.
To you. And
we're going to
try to take another call. But thanks for calling from Ohio. We really love our Ohio listeners.
Well, thank you very much.
And good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
I love that Ohio accent.
I know. Nicole, isn't it cute?
Isn't it cute, Nicole? Have you screened a caller now?
Of course I have.
Okay.
All right.
I know there's people all around the country. Where are we now?
I can see this. They're everywhere. All right. We're going to go over to Florida right now.
Okay.
And we're going to speak to Yolanda. And
okay.
She wants to know how her relationship is going to turn out in the next couple of months with her current beau.
Wow. Good question.
I love those questions. Hello, Yolanda. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Yolanda. So how long have you known this particular beau?
Known him a year. Dating boyfriend, girlfriend, about going on 2 months, and we kind of like talked for about 3 months before we kind of like decided, okay, this is we want to take it a little bit further.
Good. And for you, you know, you're a pretty strong-willed woman. When you know what you want, you usually go after it. So you know what I'm talking about. So you finally took that jump and said, let's go for it, because you have a grandma who passed away. Do you remember her?
I'm sorry, do I remember what?
You have a grandma who passed away. Do you remember
yes,
her?
Yes, both my grandmothers passed away.
Right, this is your mom's mom. She's the one who's saying okay. You were such a strong-willed little girl. And she's been guiding thoughts into your head, because this is what dead people do. They pop thoughts in our head. They're just wonderful. We just don't know that they're coming from dead people, but they always positive. She was the one who kept telling you, go for it already. And it looks really good. Try not to listen to too many people around you, because there looks like there's some negative people surrounding you who may be, you know, kind of jaded about love, and they can sabotage
yeah.
our relationship. Do you know who your grandma's talking about?
I know exactly who she's talking about,
okay.
And
you know,
I kind of nipped that in the bud.
Good, because these are people that are actually jealous. They don't want us to have a higher love. They don't, because they have their own issues. Like, if you have a higher love, you're going to be there for me when I need you. And so kind of don't listen to that. This is big change is going to happen in your life. It looks like you looked inward, both of you, and decided that you wanted this. Are you a mom?
I am.
Because for your children's sake, it appears this man was brought because your children need to see what a soulmate love looks like. I mean, so far you haven't shown them the best versions of love. And we don't want a generation of children. Like my daughter, who's 31, she's like Nicole's age. They're a different kind of commitment phobic than other generations. They don't even want to say the word relationships. It's booty calls, friends with benefits, hookups. But the younger generation, younger than that, these children don't even want love sometimes. They don't even want to, you know, they think it starts out good and it stinks. So for you, this for your children's sake, you have 2 children?
I do.
For those 2 children, your grandma says you need to show them that this can work, that love is good, that love starts out good and stays good. I mean, you guys were friends first, which is a good step.
Yeah.
And we know how to treat our friends. Isn't that funny? We're really good with
yeah.
our soulmate friends, but as soon as they become lovers, all the dysfunction that human beings have been doing for thousands of years starts coming out. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, God was kind and smart and let you be friends first and honor that, because we speak nicely to our soulmate friends. We're never mean. We wouldn't have any friends if we talked to our friends the way we talk to our lovers, so... Keep this the way it's been. It really does look promising. I know you're a little bit worried because you've been hurt before.
Yeah.
But what's your choice? You know, to just stay in a little room, you know, and never open up. Your
right.
grandma likes this man, by the way. She thinks he's a good man. He's a
he
good
is
heart.
Good man.
You
I
know,
love
you're
him
both,
a lot.
You're both givers, you know. In the past, you're a giver. You seem to have a lot of takers, you know, everybody that kept taking and taking. This
uh-huh.
man's a giver like you. You're very well matched here, and he seems to be thrilled to death with you, and he speaks very highly of you. His dad has passed away?
Yes.
Because his dad is saying, my son speaks very highly of you, and that he's resting in peace because of you, because he brought you guys together. You're his gift to his son. Just as your grandma gifted you this man, and they're saying, please honor the love that we search the universe for. You know, once we screw this up, you know, his dad can't grant him another soulmate. Your grandma can't grant you. You'd have to wait
right.
for some other dead person to bring one around. So You know, they're just begging you. Don't be afraid of loving heart, soul, mind, and body. Don't be afraid, what if something happens to him? What if I die? What if he dies? You're all going to die, but what if we just love like, you know, there's only today? So,
right.
You know, you guys have been doing that. And
it's a little bit hard because we live in different states.
Okay, and that's when you're going to have to, after a while, you know, people who are commitment phobics can do a long-distance thing.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, eventually soulmates have to be heart, soul, mind, body in the same place.
Right.
And are you
right.
thinking of who can move where?
Yes. But it's so funny because when I heard you speaking to the other lady before, you know, about how you connect, it's like I'm always thinking about him. He's always on my mind. And sometimes I get, like, a little bit scared because I feel like we're running and we never crawled and we never walked.
Soulmates
like
don't walk or
running.
Crawl.
Yeah.
They don't walk
we
or crawl.
We just like running.
Well, soulmates don't walk or crawl. They,
right.
They're instantly in love. They don't even have a choice. They just,
yeah.
Oh, my God, I love this person. And the universe does that to bypass our fear. The problem is that once the initial, oh, my God, I'm in love, after a couple of months or a year, sometimes the fear starts surfacing.
Right.
So we have to be careful of that. You know, we know
yeah.
how to love, but then our fear starts sabotaging everything. If we could
right.
just know how limitless we really are and how if we would just overcome some of our fears and just say, let me go in and see what's here. And if it doesn't work out, I won't regret it because I would have loved to the best of my ability and I would have learned something. And, you know, jumping in there and kind of finally sleeping in that same bed every night would be an important
right.
you know, leap for you. So don't think that, you know, you need to crawl because what's going to happen is then you're going to start thinking, oh, we should have gone slower. Oh, maybe we should, you know, take it back. Maybe we should. No, you jumped in with 2 feet. Start swimming.
Right.
And you won't drown. It's a really good, it was meant to be good. But again, it won't last if the two of you don't eventually, you know,
I have no problem either him moving to me or even me moving to him. I'm almost more tempted for me to move to him because he's been at his job for a way longer time than I have been on my job.
And do you love your job?
Coming up.
Do you love your job?
You know what? I do love my job. A couple of things have happened recently that kind of don't have me happy with it. But overall, it's a really good company to work for. And he's been working at his company for a long time, like over 10 years. So I've only been working at mine for 3. So, I mean, if you think about it, I should be the one to jump because he's been at his for way longer than mine, and I don't want him to start from scratch.
But does he love his job? Does he love it?
I don't know. I don't think he loves it.
Because if he doesn't love it, then the hell with that. You know what I mean? We're walking the path of love here. If he doesn't love his job, maybe he's the one who will come to you and find a job he does love and start walking the path of love. You know, people are staying in a lot of jobs they hate because they're just thinking it's a bad economy. I should just stay. There's no shortage of work on this planet. And if you're not happy or you've outgrown your job or you're bored or, you know, your employer just said, well, now you can't have health insurance, get another job. You know, move forward. So it looks like, you know, put it out there. If you want to stay in your job, if that's where you want to be, put it out there that he can find a good job where you are too because he's a very bright man. He's a man of great integrity. He's very hardworking. His dad's saying, I don't know, my son's not all that happy where he is. So, you know, see what'll happen and just know that this is definitely soulmate love, whether you maintain it. Only 1% of Americans are maintaining soulmate love. That's
right.
Heart, soul, mind, body.
You want to maintain it.
Okay, because that's the hard part.
Well, his father know and my grandmother know that I thank them for bringing him into my life because he's made me very happy.
And that's what we love to hear. So call us and let us know what happens in the future. But this is the most promising relationship I've looked at in a while. So, you know, if you mess it up, Yolanda, I'm going to be really mad.
No, I will not mess it up. I will not mess it up. I've been waiting for him for a long time. So I'm going to take good care of him.
And prayers answered.
I love it.
Good. And thank you so much for calling us and enjoy your Florida weather.
All righty. Bye.
Bye. Listen, she's sweet. I just love my caller.
Oh, she's adorable.
I know, and I love to hear people Oh, boy, it just happened and I'm in it. Yeah, well, that's love.
No, well, you know what? It's funny because I was actually telling a story recently because somebody was asking, you know, about, I guess, my own transformation as far as, like, relationships, how I went from not even wanting one to all of a sudden wanting one to all of a sudden landing in one, you know. And I said, I was like, you know what? As much as I had planned for having a relationship, I never, ever got one when I wanted one. And then the moment I was like, you know what? I really don't care is exactly when I found myself in one, you know. And I went into a relationship with somebody who was completely commitment phobic, you know. And like, you know what? Ironically enough, it's as much as the two of us, I guess, wanted to run at certain points, we never completely ran. We freaked out a little bit every now and then, but we never, ever ran. And, you know, everything worked out. And it's, you know, because of definitely some sort of a higher intervention there. Where
right.
The
and, of course,
kind of
me
said,
always
guys,
calling you guys commitment
phobic. The universe and you, Cindy, because the universe is just like kind of like, you know what, guys, if you – we gave it to you. If you mess it up, it's on you. So.
Right. And you know, it might be a few years before you get another love. And even those people who are listening out there, some people say, well, I've been looking for love for 10 years and I've never found it. I said, then you really haven't been looking, because the one thing God wants to bring you is soulmate love. And sometimes you just didn't, you know, leap into it, or you cared for somebody, you liked them, but you were too afraid to take that leap forward, and now you've missed that opportunity, and the universe has to, you know, kind of bring into alignment another soulmate. So, you know, just get out there, you know, put your heart out on the line and start loving. It's fun.
That's what I said.
See, we have a lot of callers. Did you screen
we
any of them?
We do have so many callers. I don't know what is happening right now. The switchboard is blowing up on me. All right. Basically, Cindy, we are actually going to go to, and this is actually, I think, going to tug on a lot of people's heartstrings right now. We're going to speak to Terrell in New York. And basically, she's a little bit scared about entering a new relationship. She's got a meeting with somebody tomorrow who she developed a relationship with, actually, as she was in the hospital with her son, who was very ill. And she became very, very close to this parent, and she's very, very concerned as to whether or not this is a natural connection with this person, or whether or not it's just because they had sick children in common, where they're just kind of leaning on each other, you know, for no other reason other than that. And she really needs your help and your guidance here, Cindy. So we're going to speak to Terrell in New York.
Wow.
Hello, Terrell.
Hi.
Hi. And how's your child?
He did pass away February.
Okay, because
so it's been tough on all of the family. We get through day by day, but like your host said there, you know, with the help of this particular friend, it's helped me get through the devastation of losing my son. And I guess my concern is that we have developed a relationship because his son was in, obviously, the same hospital as my son, but his son is still going through treatment and is doing very well, by the way.
Wonderful.
But unfortunately, my son did pass away. But
How old was your son?
He was 12.
Okay,
and
that's
who
I'm talking to, because he did say 12 to me. Okay.
Right. You know, he battled cancer for 1 year and 3 days to the day. It was a very aggressive cancer. But within that year, you know, we had developed a relationship with this other family. And I didn't really know the mother of this other child. But, of course, I developed a relationship with the father. And, you know, we've met a couple of times. And, of course, my husband doesn't know. You know, I've been married coming up for 26 years. I've never, ever, ever done anything like this before. But I've never felt like this before. You know, there's like this feeling inside of me, and I don't know if it's because he developed a relationship with, you know, my son, because I know he is having a tough time with his relationship too, and he doesn't have the relationship that I have with my son. And I think he longs for that. So I'm not sure, but we are supposed to be getting together tomorrow. And, you know, I he thinks, you know, it's going to be cocktails by the lake, and I'm wondering if it's going to develop into something else. And you have to remember, I've never done anything like this before.
Right, no, because your son is saying my mom is like a saint. And your son was a very wise being. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yeah.
He was 9,012 years old, my dear. And
yes.
If you want to know why he is gone before his 13th birthday, in the traditional world of Judaism, and of course Jesus was a Jew, and before the age of 13, you know, at 13, now I'm a man. And he's a wise being who learned a lot of his life lessons already. He really didn't have to walk the earth. This guy knew the right from wrong. He knew when to be loyal, when not to be loyal.
Yes.
He knew, he was a great judge of character, but if he lived beyond 13, he would start incurring negative karma, because an American teenager begins to learn bad things. And his deal with God was, I will be a beacon of light for my mom.
Oh,
and for those surrounding me, and I will awaken her. He's a soulmate friend, not only a son. He's wiser than you
but
and me
together. But he's
mad
with me, right? He's mad with me?
No.
Because I won't accept his passing?
No, he's saying to you, you're going to accept it after you speak to Cindy. Your son's an ascended master. It's as if you gave birth to a Jesus given to the earth for a brief period of time. You know, Mary had to watch her son die on a cross. And it was quite painful for her. Your son was a beacon of light for a brief period of time.
But he won't
but if
come
he had walked
through
the
to
earth,
me.
He is going to learn too many things that, look, at now he's going to learn bad tricks and he's going to end up not being an ascended master. He's going to have to start samsara all over again and all the karma again, and he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to unlearn what he knew. 12 is usually the outer limit. Sometimes they usually go before the age of 5, because any time after 5 or even 7, which was the communion age and children become accountable.
Right, yeah.
You know, 12 was the outer limits. He's very at peace. Part of his deal with God was that you would bring a soulmate to open my mother's heart so that she would overcome her fear of anybody dying on her now, because your son's proving love never dies. He loves you madly. He's saying to you, why don't you take it one day at a time? Just like he had to do with his treatments, it was one day at a time.
But that was easy.
And that's
why
he said 1 year and 3 days. Don't project into the millennium, is this my forever guy? He's brought to you to either fix your marriage, because your marriage has become a sitcom marriage where sometimes you love him, sometimes you hate. You're not on the same page. You're not growing. It's not heart, soul, mind, and body. It's a business arrangement. This will either get you to fix your marriage or leave your marriage. It doesn't mean this man is the forever soulmate. He's definitely a soulmate. He may be a transition one to open your heart, to get you in your midlife crisis, to figure out where do I want to go with the rest of my life.
Thinking,
but your son's
yeah.
saying, go without guilt and have dinner.
Okay.
And don't worry about everything. He's worried about his dad because his dad seems to be in denial of a lot of things.
Can I say it? Oh, shit.
Oh, shit's okay. We're an adult-only audience here.
He is.
And
my husband is in denial.
He was brought here mainly to open his dad up, and his dad has not opened up.
That's, oh, my gosh. Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear, seriously, of everything that you've
said. And that
said.
He's a man who doesn't wake up no matter what. Death is a wake-up call. Your son's death is a wake-up call. And what more does your husband need? Does he need lightning under his foot? You're falling in love with someone else.
He needs fireworks.
Yes, and you're falling in love with somebody else is a wake-up call. You know, heal your issues. Fight for your wife. Love her. You know, a death of a child ideally would bring two people closer. They're soulmates. This child was a product of their love. It could bring you closer. In your case, you can't fight for a marriage because your husband's not in the ring. Your husband's, you know, not getting in the center of that ring for you to fight
right.
for.
Right.
And this is your son saying, rather than mourn for him, can you look inward and see the light?
that he didn't want to incur negative karma and have to go to lower realms of heaven and have to come back on earth less evolved. He said, please, Ma, my immortal soul was on the line. I wanted to go back to my place, sitting beside Jesus and the prophets. I didn't want to go where ordinary people go because I knew too much already, but
oh,
I was
God,
forgetting.
Very much, yes.
And he was starting to learn a lot of dysfunction because of your marriage, and I'm not judging you by that. He came to awaken you to soulmate love and to prove that love never dies. That's why
it's
he's talking to you right now.
It's 100% correct. I can't fault you, Cindy. That's 100% correct.
And your son is saying he was a very strong-willed boy. He had a lot of courage.
Yeah.
He had a lot of courage. His death was very beautiful. He was surrounded by many, many ascended beings. Also, he had a grandma who passed away. Did he have a grandma who passed away?
You are kidding.
Because he said grandma came for me. He said, grandma came for me, and we're having a good time. We're happy. We're catching up. And he's just saying death is a great adventure, as life was. Forgive me for not being ascended enough to walk on the earth for more than 12 years without learning how to lie, how to cheat, how to not love properly, how to hurt. And children always have to relive their parents' marriage, the one they saw before the age of 5. He would have had to relive your marriage, unlearn unconditional love, and really, he didn't want to do that. You had about 5 more years with him than you should have had because his real contract with God was about 7 years on the planet. So you had an extra 5 years with him, but it couldn't be one more minute than now because he was already starting to, you know, unlearn. And he's saying it's changed your whole life. But death ends a life, but not a relationship. If nothing else, you've learned that soul love never dies. So love with all your heart. He's afraid that you were going to be afraid to love after he died. And he's saying to you, if you love that man right now, to God, love and marriage is heart, soul, mind, body, committed love and committed to healing. What you have with your husband is a business arrangement. And
that's
God
basically
thought,
what it is, yeah.
And if God thought that you was something else, he would not have brought you a soulmate. This soulmate, again, it can either fix your marriage, end your marriage, but it's meant for you to tell your husband also what you need. I mean, if your husband professes to love you and he does love you, then why won't he do the things you're asking? You know, you're not asking him to drill his teeth with anesthesia. You're asking him to be your lover, to be your friend, to communicate.
Right, right, right.
And you know, your husband's father is gone?
No.
He's older. Is he ill now?
Yes, he is.
Because he's just had a recent life review of his father, and which means his days
I was the
maybe,
perfect daughter-in-law.
Right, and basically what his father's soul is in the room saying, my son loves you, but, you know, at this point, he's not learning things with you. Maybe he needs to learn them without you. He's miserable with you. Let him be miserable without you.
Right.
And it's a sad thing. Just go and have a good time. Enjoy yourself. Really, your son said you had a hard year. You had a hard couple of years.
Very,
go have
very.
A cocktail. You know, look beautiful. Take time to look good. And just have some fun. And don't worry where it leads.
Okay.
And
no,
please let
I'll
us know.
Go with
I
that.
Love your son. Who is Joseph?
Joseph is, I could say that's a friend of his that I know.
He misses
I don't know.
Joseph. He misses Joseph.
Yeah, but he does have a Joseph at school. Yeah.
He misses Joseph, and Joseph thinks about him a lot. So he said, Mom, I have to watch over 35 different people. I've chosen Joseph to be one of them, that I will watch over Joseph all of his life.
Wow.
And he just saying, Joseph cries about him at night. And, you know, he sees everything. He's, you know, the one consolation for you as a mom, we stay the age that we die for till our next incarnation. And your son says he doesn't plan on walking the earth again, so he's going to be forever 12. What a wonderful age. What a wonderful age. And the children are the favorites up there. They come with the children's light of energy. And if we die when we're old ladies or old men, let's keep our energy young because we don't have a body. But he's really...
Well, does he suggest I leave his father?
No, he's saying to you, take it one step at a time, and that if you can't go back as a heart, soul, mind, body, love. He has a sister? Your son has a sister?
He has a sister-in-law.
A sister.
Oh, who, Nick, my son?
Yes.
Yes.
Because he's saying, for my sister's sake, I want you to show her soulmate love. I don't care if it's with Daddy. I don't care if it's with this other man. It may even be a third man that your son will bring to you. But I don't want my sister to duplicate this marriage. So for I want you to love yourself the way you love your daughter, he's saying. If your daughter came to you and said to you, I'm unhappy in my marriage, what would you tell her?
I'll kick her husband's ass.
Okay, that's the right response. So your son is saying to you...
Sorry, I want her to be so happy.
He's so happy to hear you laughing. He's so happy to have this special moment. He is an incredibly kind spirit thanking me.
Oh, God.
He's on his knees. He's on his knees thanking me and blowing me kisses and saying, Mommy, my death was good news and bad news. I couldn't stand my body any longer. And if you want to know why God didn't take him more suddenly, like in a car crash or something, because long drawn out deaths have a karma. Your son had learned some negative behaviors and had learned some things that were not of an ascended master. So he had to burn off some of the karma here. And how they burn off is by being in a hospital and literally putting food on people's table. Doctors, nurses, aides, they put food on their table. They are able to have a better life because he's supplying some money for them. So it
right.
was his karma to die that way so that he could go back to the realms of heaven that he had come from. So he's just saying, Mom, it's all good. God is good. God was pleased with my life review. I'm pleased with my life review. He's tired a little bit and wants to just rest before he has to do all of his work up there. But he says, Mom, I will give you a very clear sign tomorrow.
Oh, cool.
And that he does miss flowers. He misses flowers. He misses seeing
oh,
the flowers.
Oh, my God, yes. He was in the garden club.
He misses his flowers. That's what he's saying. I don't miss anything up here but the flowers. And
we had lots of them.
Right. And he's saying, Mommy, when you need to see me, sit by a flower. Plant a flower.
But he won't come through to me.
He comes through to you now and clear. Right now, you're still too much in mourning. So anger, and there is a right to be angry. You have a right to be angry at God right now. I mean, God doesn't think, you know, oh, you're going to say, oh, God, thank you for this. No, you have a right to be angry. Once you get through the anger and the stunning shock of it all, you'll hear him clearer.
I hope so. He's such a good kid.
He is. What a delightful being. And, you know, he's saying to you, celebrate life. Live, laugh, love. And I will greet you when your time comes. I don't want to see you for a very long time.
Okay,
I need
cool.
you on Earth. And call us back and let us know
I
how
will.
It goes.
I
and
will,
please,
Cindy.
Try not to be plagued with guilt over this. God knows what time it is on the planet. He knows if you're married or not. He knows if it's a real marriage. Love comes from God. God
right.
allows people to have an affair for upwards of 1 year without incurring negative karma. At that point, you've been in a long-term marriage. It would make no sense to leave it without great thought. There's lessons to learn here.
Oh, yeah.
But at
that
point,
I know.
A year from now, but also this man would be expected to leave his wife. If he chooses his wife after that, as a sisterhood of women, you're asked to honor that he's chosen his wife
right.
and that you have to let him go. Do you understand that?
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
So you got a year here, so, you know.
Well, we've known each other for over a year now, so.
Right, but you haven't really taken it to another level yet.
No, we have not. Only, you know, once that we've really, you know, gotten together, but no, you're right, we have not.
So be a little patient, and there's lessons in love, you know, being brought to us lessons in love being taken away. Try to learn the lessons, and your son is just, you know, saying, I will see you in your dreams, and he is crying a little bit. You know,
oh,
he is crying. He misses you at night. He misses you, you know.
He slept with me a lot.
I know, he misses that. He misses cuddling with you, and he's saying,
oh, my God, yes. Yes,
that you were a good mom. You were as good as they get.
Why, thank you, ma'am.
And thank you for calling us and sharing your story with us. I know it was very hard for you, but I hope that it helped heal you. And you, please, I will keep you in my prayers and pray for
you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Thank you so much for calling. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Cindy. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Boy, did I like her son. What a great boy. And those are the hard readings, Nicole, by the way.
Those are the ones,
she's a brave woman, and it's something. There's three kinds of pain that we never get over: the death of a child, the death of a soulmate, or the death of a beloved parent when we're young. And you know, those are the holes in our heart that make us a wounded healer, that make us more compassionate, and make us there to help other people. So she's going to be a wounded healer. And, you know, unfortunately, that's how we become, you know, a person who is a beacon of light in the world. Well, Nicole, I know you did a few other screenings, so we'll try to move forward.
I did, Cindy. All right. All right, we are going to go over to Rich in Long Island right now, and he basically wants to know where you see him going, whether or not anything is really coming his way. He's got to a point where, you know, he's kind of at a couple of crossroads, he's stagnating a little bit, and he wants to know what is on his horizon.
Good question.
I love those questions. Hello, Rich, you're on the air.
Hello, thank you.
Hi, Rich.
I feel so selfish after that last call.
No, and I'm wonderful
what a,
that...
What a touching call.
And you know what? That's what it's about. It's about love and loving without fear. And for you, you have the Justice card. You're a person who's learning your karmic lessons, and there is a soulmate card here. Are you ready for that?
But you never know till it pops.
Okay, and again, this is going to come sooner than later here.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like you've been turning your back on love a little bit. You've been hurt before?
Yeah, I just ended a 30-year marriage.
Okay. Again, relationships tend to work in 5-year cycles. If it sounds like I'm repeating stuff, it's just for me to let people know the universe is very calculated. It's very definite. It has certain patterns and certain things that duplicate. I mean, I divorced my husband after 29 years of marriage. And, of course, a long-term relationship, you know, there's a lot of enmeshment. You're not going to feel like over her in a second, even if it's what's the best thing. You may dream about her. I remember after my divorce, dreaming about my husband almost every night for about several months, sort of trying to figure out some things. And, you know, you might have some very lonely times, especially during, you know, holidays. You might feel like you really miss the illusion of the happy family rather than the happy family, because if it was a happy family, the marriage would still be.
This relationship was over long ago. In fact, I've come to see you for a few years now. And
we usually stay too long. You know, probably by the 25-year mark, God was saying, like we were talking
about
in our last call.
It was definitely dead by then.
Right, and that's what's going on with the caller before us. You know, her son's death is a wake-up call. So is this soulmate being brought to her. But we tend to stay too long. We're loyal to a fault. You know, we made a vow. We try to honor it. But our own fears also keep us trapped, because then we have to get out in the real dating world. And, you know, what if I like somebody and they don't like me? What if I get my heart broken? What if I'm going to be alone my whole life? You're not going to be. You're going to be granted a soulmate. You also have children, because it looks like kids in this picture.
Mm-hmm. They're older, but, yeah, I have three living ones.
For your children's sake, they need to see... No more of this death to death do us part. You know, to death do us part made a lot of people die early deaths. They die of cancers or heart disease because they just don't know any other way out. So we don't want to teach our children to death do us part. They're going to relive your marriage. They're going to sometimes be your wife, sometimes you in their relationships. They're going to try to figure out how two people who loved each other couldn't work. But if you could show them that if you leave something that sort of flatlined, it wasn't that you had a toxic marriage anymore. It was just sort of that mid, you know, it's not good, it's not bad, it's a sitcom, we take each other for granted, it's sort of like half-life. At least if you could show them if you leave that, you get something better. You get a new soulmate, a soulmate who will be here for the next part of your life. Money looks like it's going to be okay. Try not to worry about it. You've had to move out of your home?
No.
Are you staying there?
Correct.
Okay. It's sometimes harder for the person who stays in the house, by the way. You know,
I'm not really
out.
Having a tough time with it. I'm not having a tough time dating. I'm in a real good place spiritually and emotionally.
Okay, good. And that's when soulmate love comes. So if you would want a soulmate, pray for one who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing, and you want to be one who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit back. It's really coming. It's close. The first card I picked was a soulmate card. And you have two daughters?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because for your daughter's sake, they really need to see you happy, you having moved forward. One of your daughters is going to judge you a little harsher than the other one, so be it.
Correct.
You know, just it is what it is here. You have very good cards. There's no negative. The woman who's coming into the picture, by the way, is one who's very, very peaceful, spiritual as well. It looked like you and your wife, you know, the more you evolved, the more she wanted to keep it the way it was, and it just can't be that way. This woman's very evolved spiritually. She's very smart, and she's very loving. And I just try not to be too afraid and don't rush it because you might just need to get out there a little bit in the world and see what's there.
Right, which is what I've been doing.
And how long have you been divorced now?
I'm legally separated, not divorced yet.
Okay, and how? And when
even,
did you speak?
This year, 4 months, okay. 5 months.
Okay, it does take time because if you could picture that between long-term relationships, there are cords, energetic cords. There's probably 2,000 or 3,000. Over the last, you know, 10 years, you probably pulled out 500 of them. So by the time you left her, you were already psychologically divorced. That's why it's not
such
a trauma.
Yeah, we signed an agreement in 2009 to separate. We just didn't for financial reasons.
Right. And now there's still probably 500 cords. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to be pulled. They have to be kind of, you know, separated. Are you trying to do this without drama and trauma for your children's sake?
Oh, absolutely.
Because my daughter was...
It's all gone well. There couldn't have been a more cooperative legal end of it. We did mediation. It was just as smooth as the whole thing could have went.
Right. And my daughter was 24 when I divorced, and she honestly was not traumatized by the divorce. I didn't, you know, if my husband was starting to badmouth me, I said, your dad's angry, he's upset. Just don't defend me, don't get caught in the middle, and it will pass. And her dad and I are very good friends, and we can have family events together, and my daughter is not, you know, as a matter of fact, she said, I liked you better when you were married. You weren't on the same page. Now the two of you are on the same page with me. So she's, you know, not been traumatized by it. So that's an important thing. I advocate divorce without drama and trauma, and that your wife was definitely, you know, in your life for a certain period of time, but now there is a different kind of soulmate, a much higher one coming, much more heart, soul, mind, body commitment. And there's a lot of lessons in this love for you. So, you know, you have very, very good cards here. And in the laws of karma, you know, you are really doing what God would want. If it's not serving your higher good or her higher good, then it's time for us to move on. We're here on earth to learn.
Correct.
So, you know, I see wonderful things for you.
That actually matches the last reading I got in person from you.
Oh, does it? And, of course, this
you
is something.
You pulled out, I forget what pairs, but it was king, queen, four cards.
Aha. Oh, now you're that rich. Okay. You know, it's so funny. And you really are a person who, you know, is on that higher love path. And that's one thing. That's the unexplored territory. Most of us have not really explored a higher love. That's something that, you know, and just call in again and let us know what's happening in your life.
Well, no, I'll actually probably see you before I call in again.
Oh, wonderful. I can't wait to see you. And I've moved, so you'll
have
to
call. I figured I would call.
Good. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Cindy. Bye.
Okay, Nicole, I think we have time for one more call.
You want to do one more, Cindy?
Anyway, quick call. Yes.
All right. Well, actually, you know what? This is going to be very quick because this is a situation that that you're already very well aware of. This is a situation.
Frank?
Do you what's that?
Is this Frank?
No, it's not
no.
Frank, actually. Remember Melvin from last week from Georgia?
Yes.
He's still hung up on that girl, Cindy, and now she's back again. He feels like she's holding back on something, and he wants to know, what are these secrets that she's holding back? And, I mean, are things going to change? He's still, you know, not wanting to let that one go. So, here you go.
I'm
the
glad.
Last couple minutes,
did
you can speak
him?
To Melvin. What's
okay.
that?
I'm glad to hear from him.
Yeah.
Hi, Melvin. Are you on the line, Melvin?
There he goes, Cindy.
Hi, Melvin. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I can see she's not telling you that there's somebody else. Are you kind of thinking there's somebody else?
She told me that it's somebody else. I'm thinking she's just bluffing just to make me mad. I'm not sure.
Yeah, she definitely is a person who's got one foot somewhere texting somebody, talking to them. You know, at this point, I don't want you to fall into depression here. So she's back living in your house again?
Yes, ma'am. She's been gone all morning, and she's not even here yet.
Okay.
Where has she been all day?
Again, she has that life that, you know, she's got going on with other people, and I don't think you want to be used by her. I would advise you to see what happens in the next week, but she has no intention of hooking up with you if you're wanting that. She's just kind of leading you along, and
right.
I don't want your heart broken here because this is a girl who uses people. And,
okay.
You know, you do bring out the best in her, and if she were healed, you'd be a man she could come to. But right now, she's much more used to abusive men, people who are not nice. You're actually too nice, and I'm not telling you to change because you shouldn't. But
right.
She doesn't understand that love isn't drama, you know, and she seems to be a little bit of a drama queen when she's involved in relationships. Do you know about that with her? You know,
okay,
she gets,
yeah.
She tends to, you know, inspire that kind of high drama. So,
right.
You know, you haven't talked about what you want. Is she your roommate? Is she a renter in your place? Or is she your girlfriend? You know, you seem to think you want her to be your girlfriend. She's just thinking this is a place to crash. So I think you're not on the same page with her.
Okay,
so,
you're right.
And you need to have the talk with her. You know, I want you here. I like you. But is this going to be just, you know, if you're a renter here, then you pay rent. Or, you know, we're just renters. But, you know, if you want something more, you're going to get your heart broken here unless you really start clarifying things. She's not a mind reader. She knows what you want, by the way. She's just trying. As long as you don't talk about it, she's not, you know, she dodges a bullet here.
Yeah, because she told me that she was like a virgin. Is that true?
That you're a virgin?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you know, people tell us a lot of stuff doesn't mean it's true.
Right.
From what I'm seeing in these cards, this girl is not a virgin. And that's why if you think she's a virgin, then you're not going to try to, you know, jump her bones. You know what I'm saying? Nicole, are you laughing on that one? Because she's, you know, just, she's telling you what you want to hear. It doesn't necessarily mean she's telling you the truth. The real girl that she is, you know, if you talk to 10 different people, they'd know 10 different girls because she's got a lot of different personalities. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, sometimes she's like something mentally, like she say stuff doesn't make sense, and she'll go back to try to be nice to me. I guess she's being nice because she don't want me to kick her out.
You got it. And, you know, this is running the original prostitute archetype, kind of stringing somebody along, using a man for his money or a place to stay. And, you know, at this point, you know, it looks like you needed to take her back. You have some feelings still going on. But if you have your own commitment phobia because you're drawn to a woman who won't commit to you. And as long as she's in your house, you have the illusion you have a relationship or a possibility. And maybe you need to let go of that illusion so that God can bring you somebody who will commit to you.
Right.
So think about
hard.
It's so hard for you.
It's so hard for me for her to be here, and I know that she don't want to be with me. And she don't have anywhere to stay right now because school is out, college is out, and she says she
doesn't she have parents?
No, her parents died when she was like 10, I believe, three, something like that. But she has people in other parts of Georgia that she said that she was leaving coming up in a couple of weeks.
Right, and again, you know, see what's here, but start seeing the writing on the wall that she's a girl who doesn't want a relationship with you. She, you know, you gave away a key point here. I didn't communicate with her parents. They probably would talk if we wanted them to, but basically it's she's afraid of loving somebody who could die on her. So the girl has her real fears. So, you know, she may be so terrified of that she may never be able to love somebody deeply. And, you know, at this point, your heart can be broken a lot by her. And I'm more concerned about you than I am about her at this point.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, you know, pray for that soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you. And you want to be a soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit back. If it's her, so be it. But the universe will guide you. And, you know, please call in and let us know what's happening with you guys.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Well,
so,
good luck to you. You know, our show is over.
Thank you, Mel.
And I want to thank Nicole for a wonderful, wonderful screening of our callers. And
thank you, Cindy,
for sharing their stories with us. We have, like, the best listeners. They're so honest and open, and they open their heart and share their stories. And I think we all get to learn something from them, don't you think?
Absolutely, we do.
So anyway, I hope everybody has a wonderful week. And, Nicole, you have any shout-outs?
Actually, you know what? My shout-out this week is going to be the same as my shout-out earlier today. Guys, please show some love. Check out www.bluemoviemusic.com. Check out my boys and my girls over there. They did phenomenal last night. We're very, very proud of them. And there's only bigger and better things to come for them. So my shout-out is to them tonight. Check them out, guys.
And I just got an email from one of my clients who I had told her a few weeks ago in a reading that her grandfather didn't want to see what was going to happen to her brother. And her brother just passed away on Saturday. So now we know what her grandpa was talking about. You know, I said, and it seemed like a little telling that this email came up right now. Well, anyway, let's pray for her brother and everybody. Just live, laugh, love, because we're here to do that. And thanks for sharing your stories with us. Till next week. Bye.
Bye.